This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy, happy weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes!
No.
I was going to say, like, donuts or something. That's why I just gave the But I just had a cherry turnover. If anybody asked,
yeah.
Greg ate two of them.
I think you might have gotten
Betsy
that.
Betsy might be listening. Shh.
Story.
Come on, man. Help me out, pal.
Sure. Yeah, I ate two of them. Bob only had one.
Thank you.
Does the finger cross thing work? Does that still work? Is that
the what thing?
When you,
fingers
cross? You know, when you say, does that work as an adult or no?
It
worked as kids.
Yeah, it might work, like, on your mom. But, you know, the good Lord, yeah.
He knows.
He sees everything.
There's that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, and I don't want to wear this out, but, I it was great to talk to Mark Levin, and he's written so many very successful books. In fact, this new one, On Power, will be his ninth on the New York Times bestsellers list. So he's good at his craft. He's great on the air. He's a very learned man. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he says, but a vast, vast majority, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I asked him a question, and I kind of should have known better in a way, but I said, look, you know, you talk about Marxism and Karl Marx and all that often. He even wrote a book on it. And so how can these so-called educated young people, like at Columbia, how is it that they can also read and embrace Marxism? And his answer was so exactly right, it was almost too simple. And that is, well, think about when they're being sold on Marxism. They're not being warned about it. When we may have first learned about it, when many of us were younger, it was usually within a context. You know, we had the old capitalism versus communism and things like that. And they would tell you that, you know, these wars and how millions of people died and how the promise of socialism and communism, the promise it never is fulfilled because, well, it involves people and it involves a dynamic of power and money, etc. There's no who's going to be the most ultimate, greatest arbiter ever to make things, quote unquote, fair. That kind of thing just simply doesn't exist. So, yes, what's happening, I guess, today or over the last, 10 years or whatever, maybe 20 in the schools of higher learning, they embrace this Marxism because there's a romanticism attached to it. Wouldn't it be great if? And that's followed by if everyone had food, if everyone had a job, if everyone had this and everyone had that. So I guess, and see, I've thought an educated mind, that's too simplistic. They'll never fall for that, will they? I mean, weren't we warned everything from going way back to, you know, don't take any wooden nickels. Yeah, thanks, Grandma. I've never heard that before. To, you know, if it's honey to your ears, it may be followed up by a painful bee sting. You know what I mean? I mean, we were taught with some context, and probably also the information relayed to us was from people who lived it, and they lived and understood sacrifice. You know, you had a power-hungry Hitler, you know, going across to Europe, and then, of course, you know, the whole Holocaust thing, but, you know, he was power-hungry, crazy, insane. We had to fight against that. And all the sacrifices that we endured, I think the younger people, in a lot of cases, not all, don't get offended by this if you are in the, you know, younger generation, but and maybe I should even say ours as well. We've had it too easy. In many ways, we've gotten too soft. I think that's what leads to a lot of this, the ideas about embracing some of this stuff. It's almost like a feeling of guilt, like, yeah, I kind of do have it made. And I feel bad for those who don't. And instead of taking it on an individual level, they want government to take that role on, to be the arbiter of what's right and wrong, what's fair and not, and to redistribute wealth. And of course, they've fall short. Remember? They committed to the war on poverty in the 60s. Lyndon Johnson, etc. And we have the same rate of poverty that we did 50 years ago. Or even longer. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Mike, good morning.
Hey, Bob. You know, it also has to do a little bit with the hands-off parenting we have. I mean, if you're letting the school raise your kids, and if you're not taking the proactive measures to explain to them the difference, the simple differences between capitalism, socialism, and communism, so that they're more educated before they even go to college.
You know, that is a phenomenal point. And I want to expand on that a little bit. Wow. You just nailed it. Let me explain why. When we were younger, okay, back in my day, but seriously, when we were younger, most parents were pretty, you know, hey, Mom, I want to play on the baseball team. Okay. All right, Robbie. Well, you know, it's $7, Mom, but you get a jersey. All right, Robbie, we'll figure it out. So parents were supportive in that way. Did my mom and dad go to all my practices? No, I don't think they ever went to one. Did they go to my games? Yeah, I'd say they made most of them. But the practices, no. So in today's generation, isn't it kind of odd that you have the parents helicoptering over the kids in everything they're doing, every little activity that's extracurricular, but the parents haven't spent time on the subject matter that's being taught in schools? And the huge wake-up call, of course, was COVID, when parents almost couldn't avoid it. It's sitting right there on your kid's desk. You start to leaf through it, and my God, your jaw drops, and you're shocked at the kind of crap that they're shoving down our kids' throats.
Yep.
And people, thank goodness, reacted to it. So that is interesting. You know, it's kind of like a leader versus a boss.
Yes.
When it comes to parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a boss, you know, kind of, can tell you what to do. They're the figurehead. They're the boss. You respect them for fear of loss of job, whatever the case may be. But if you really have a leader goes beyond that. You know, a leader goes well beyond just being a boss. You know, looking at the spreadsheet, you know, and really embraces, you know, employees, and it makes a difference. Well, it's the same thing with parents. Parents almost want to check a box. Hey, I was there for Cindy Lou and her recital. You know, I took her to all her little practices, et cetera, which, hey, that's good. But how much quality time is being spent with kids and asking them? That's the thing. I used to torture my kids with questions that made them think. I made them think. Hey, what if you deserved an A, but you got a B because you had to share your grade with that kid that's, you know, not trying very hard, not paying attention. And just lay it out like that.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that's, what would they say? That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Well, why? Maybe the kid's just not as smart as you. Well, that's not always true, Dad. Sometimes they don't, they're just not trying as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, put the kids in a position to think. Mm-hmm. If you constantly put these things in their head, then their brain will work on thinking. If they have a stupid phone in front of them, they're going to constantly look at TikTok and the stupidity that's there. Look, and I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm with you. We all could, you know, we all could improve probably on some of those skills. And, you know, Mark Levin tapped into that to a great extent. He goes, look, you know, we might not have the media, but we've got a lot of other avenues and venues, and we have a mouth and we have a brain. So let's make sure we're passing that along to younger people that we might have some influence over. Did I mention it's Friday?
You might have once or twice.
Did I mention it's the weekend?
That's usually following Friday.
Let's pump it up, Greg.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right.
We come back. We'll find something outrageous to stir you with, to excite you.
Or just poke the bear sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may have oversold it.
Maybe.
Just a little.
A little bit.
Stay tuned anyway. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Another day in paradise. It just happens to be a Friday. It's like a double whammy of good. I like it. And Trump is winning. That's good for all of us. That means we're winning. It is 9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Interesting thing happened last night, and I was sound asleep like a baby. My CPAP machine.
Luke, I am your father.
It's really weird because mine's programmed to actually say that out loud, which, you know, keeps strangers out of my bed, and that's probably a good thing. But Greg Gutfeld went on Jimmy Fallon. A lot of people know Greg Gutfeld from The Five. Now a lot more people realize he has his own late-night show. And in the ratings, he's killing the networks, killing them. And he has far less households that Fox reaches into. So it's a pretty big deal.
So he's kind of going into the enemy's camp, and yet he's bigger than the enemy in a way.
Yeah, and so I don't know where I want to tip my hat to Jimmy Fallon for, hey, this is a good move to show that, hey, it's about entertainment, and the guy is funny, and that's your job, to try to make your show entertaining.
Yeah.
So I don't know, to tip my hat to him or say, that's one of the dumbest moves you ever made, Fallon, because you just exposed an audience that may not be familiar with him to him. And here's what some are going to say. Now, any of your hardcore lefty whack jobs, forget about them. You write them off. They're nonsensical, okay? They're idiots. They got Trump derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, pray for them, you know?
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, let's say they're a little bit left of center politically, and they go, Gutfeld, really? He's on Fox? No, this guy's really funny. Yeah. And within his humor, of course, it is done in most cases from a conservative perspective. Now, he's not afraid to make fun of Republicans, conservatism, whatever, if there is a humorous take, if there is an event or whatever.
Right.
But, wow. He goes into the enemy's camp.
Amazing.
And I'll bet you that there is going to be at least a percentage of those who are going to feel somewhat, you know, they're going to embrace him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to check it out. And whether they come back to Jimmy Fallon or not, I don't know. So I'm not sure. Like, if you were the guy in charge, Greg, and your brother worked for NBC, he worked in some of these levels.
Yeah.
What would you like to be the guy? I mean, if it was brought to your attention, hey, you know, we heard if we reach out to Gutfeld, he'll actually come on the show. How would you? What would your thought be?
The risk is you're going to lose some of your crowd.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing in a guy who's doing better than you are, despite having fewer homes, kicking your butt in the ratings.
Direct competitor.
Absolutely. I would go, no, we don't want to draw attention to our competitor.
And here's the thing. Now, I didn't see it live. I read the transcript.
Sure.
But they both knocked it out of the park.
Hey, that's awesome. Because that was probably a funny show.
They had met previously.
Okay.
And I think that Gutfeld kind of led the way as to Fallon being able to sort of, you know, let go of it all.
Uh-huh.
And so it made for what sounds like pretty good TV. After giving Fallon a warm embrace, Gutfeld said that that brought back memories.
Hmm.
Fallon says, well, this is hilarious. We've met before. Yes, you have no memory of it, Gutfeld said. Which is understandable because we were wasted.
There's some funny honesty there.
And then proceeds to tell the story that their encounter took place in an illegal speakeasy in Hell's Kitchen about 15 years ago, and it happened to be owned by their mutual friend Tracy, saying the inside of this place looked like a place where Special Ops Forces waterboard terrorists.
Wow.
And they're joking, and you got to remember 15 years ago, Gutfeld was already successful, per se. He had, like, kind of managed some magazines and different things. I mean, he was no slouch, but he certainly had no real face or name recognition to the general public, per se. So, you know, it's really told from a perspective of, you know, I'm meeting Jimmy Fallon. That's a pretty big deal. And Fallon said, yeah, you're not making this up. I totally know what you're talking about. I think I remember bringing beer into the bar and then him charging me for my own beer.
Wow.
And he said, that's Tracy. He's very cheap, but if you want somebody dead, he'll do it. I mean, that's Gutfeld. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, deadpans it, boom. Anyway, I won't go through the whole thing, but
that's fun. That's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Which is what they all should have been doing all along. Just do some funny stuff.
Yes,
you know,
interesting. Interesting, and people can relate. Yeah,
yes.
Went to the ball club. Yeah, I didn't need anybody bringing back that memory, and yet they have fun with it. They both are highly successful now, and really makes for great entertaining TV. It was a great bit, but you have to wonder, you know, if the Fallon people are going, wow. Yeah. We knew Gutfeld was pretty quick. You know, we knew he had a story to tell. We had no idea it was going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look, it's a little insider baseball. You know, the dynamic of entertaining, competing, right, ratings, and all that. You know, we live in that world as well. But it sounds like they had a great time. I'm gonna go back and find it now, and I'm gonna check it out live. But let's
interesting.
So Gutfeld, you know what he's doing, Greg?
What's up?
He's winning. He is winning. The only time he's not winning is when it creeps into his mind how multiple, many times over, his competition is getting paid versus his current contract.
I know.
Which isn't shabby.
No.
But that's why you never compare. You don't compare yourself to someone else. You say, good Lord, you have really blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel it, you know, necessary, and you want to bless me more, I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
We'll take that.
I'm not going to hate it.
Oh, no. We'll get over it. Yeah.
President Trump has racked up a myriad of wins in his administration. Did you know that yesterday actually marked the 200th day since he said, once again, was sworn in as president of the United States? We'll talk about six of his biggest wins in the last 200 days via Breitbart.com that I'll steal from Nick Gilbertson. Thanks, Nick. That's coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here we are, Friday. I love it. Even if it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be coincide with your work schedule or time off or anything. It's just a Friday attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Upbeat, happy, anything that comes your way, don't let it bother you. You know? water off a duck's back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, Craig?
Absolutely.
Nothing bothers you.
Nothing. I'm not anxious or OCD about anything. Hardly much. Too much.
Who's not anymore, really, if you look at it that way. All right. So, does everybody know who Jake Fuller is? Jake Fuller, if you've lived here for a period of time, you would know him as what I consider to be an exceptional cartoonist, both in the quality of his drawings and in the content of his words. Political cartoonist, he is excellent. And Jake used to work for there was a publication around, and it was called the Gainesville Sun.
This was back in the days of newspapers, when print was on paper.
When it was more than, you know, four pages.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was always quite entertaining. But now, thankfully, because of smartphones and the internet and all that, we get to enjoy him without having to buy that, what's left of that overpriced, mullet wrapper.
Yes.
Jake Fuller nails it again. This time it has to do with what's going on in the city of Gainesville.
Yeah.
And it appears to be, this is Harvey, who you might understand as the mayor, mm-hmm. possibly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember, it's just a facsimile. It may or may not be him.
Okay.
He says, the fascists are making us get rid of our rainbow crosswalks. So I want staff to come up with some really great ideas to affirm our support for everyone in Gainesville. To which the thought comes up, except, of course, for Christians at Christmas time, law enforcement, GRU customers outside the city limits, U.S. veterans, conservatives, ..
But other than that, it's everyone.
We want to support everyone in Gainesville.
Right.
Well, not everyone in Gainesville is LGBTQ.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe he's not aware of that. Maybe he thinks everybody is. I don't know. But I thought I would just point that out. Tip of the hat to Jake. Keep up the fine, entertaining work, sir. Mm. You hit another home run. And this is the story, in case you missed it. During the afternoon session yesterday, Gainesville City Commission voted to remove the rainbows painted on three crosswalks and asked staff to come back with ideas for creating new art installations to honor the LGBTQ community, which Greg and I have been discussing and trying to figure out, you know, what other, you know, parts of the community, how do you decipher that, and what do you do to honor them? And
that's
something
a strong
came up,
word.
Something came up pretty quick. And that honor, when I think of honoring a group, I immediately think of veterans.
Yes.
Honor veterans.
Yes.
Those are people that we know that have made sacrifices for all of us.
Uh-huh.
So why wouldn't you honor them? To honor somebody for a particular lifestyle that they're involved in, I don't know.
Well, I don't see why that gets honor. I mean, that doesn't make much sense to me.
And you know, and of course, you know, some of the people commenting and staff, you know, they're all worked up. Can we do this and can we do that? And, you know, basically it came back and said, no, it's FDOT. They have a way that you do things, and this has to follow their regulations, period, or you're going to lose funding.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, they just have to find a way.
Wow.
Hey, here's a really crazy idea.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you incorporate, you know, part of the rainbow, these two colors that seem to be synonymous with Gainesville, orange and blue.
Orange
and blue.
Yeah.
So if you want something that addresses kind of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, pretty much.
It's a university town. Doesn't mean you don't have to be a fan, but it's where we live. I mean, what's not an iconic mark like the golf station that painted up in orange and blue down at University in 13th. I don't even know if it's there. Maybe it's not there anymore. Because I'm looking at Greg. Greg's like, I don't know. Maybe it's not. But that to me was like, especially when I come visit, that was like a landmark. Like, wow, that is so cool that they painted that gas station up in orange and blue.
That's cool.
And it's not the only one. There's other ones around town. But that one seemed to be iconic. If you're all worried about colors and stuff like that, you know, orange and blue, I think, is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty big thing that we have to identify the community, the University of Florida.
As opposed to a group that are just really, really, really vocal with an alternative lifestyle.
Yeah, that you feel that the mayor feels compelled to, quote-unquote, honor.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you know, we all use language in different ways, perhaps.
True.
Hey, I promised everybody I'd get to winner, winner, chicken dinner with Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And here we go. Yes, from Breitbart. 200 days, president has been president.
Wow.
All right, some of his accomplishments. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Oh, yeah.
It does a lot. It's significant tax deductions for tipped and overtime workers, as well as seniors, delivers sweeping tax cuts for Americans, not just billionaires. Ah, really? Yes. And allows for tax deductions on auto loans for American-made cars. Bill also directs the completion of Trump's U.S. southern border wall, and there's more. Number two, the European Union trade deal. This is a big deal as well. Trump came to an agreement with the EU President Ursula von der Leyen, in which Europe will purchase $750 billion in American industry, invest $600 billion in U.S.-based companies, and drop tariffs against U.S. imported goods for member countries. Nice. That's huge.
Yes.
All right. And it goes on from there, these great agreements. Number three, zero illegal aliens admitted into the United States since April. That is a tough number to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to actually try.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Joe said, well, you know, they tell me I could probably do something.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
And he immediately did?
Nothing.
Hmm. At the heart of Trump's campaign in both 16 and 20, along with the economy and trade, was his commitment to stop unfettered illegal immigration at the United States southern border. Trump made a dramatic progress on this whole thing. And then Biden took office, remember, in 2021 and reversed any policy that had been effective that Trump put into play. So Trump had to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Fix the borders again, folks. Wake up call. If you get a Democrat in the White House, it very well could be wide open again.
Yep.
Because every time the Democrats come back into power over the last 30 years, they've come back in a little bit further to the left, a little bit more radical. A little further to the left, a little bit more radical. So it's not like they're going to come back and be a little bit more moderate and a little bit more friendly. Another accomplishment, Trump, 200 days. He ended a number of global conflicts since returning to office. And as of July, he was averaging one peace deal or ceasefire per month. Cambodia and Thailand got those folks to settle down. And the list goes on from there. He mediated ceasefires between Israel and Iran, India and Pakistan, U.S. and the Houthis. And it goes on. And then what about all this investment pouring into the United States?
Oh my goodness,
it's
huge.
Not just the direct monetary impact and effect that it's going to have, which is huge, but it's a psychological positive effect, and it sends a message to the rest of the world that we believe in the United States, that they are worth investing in, that we, in many countries where their economy isn't doing nearly as well as ours, they're willing to take a chance on America. So it seems like there are people and countries around the world that believe in America more so than a lot of people on the political left.
And
isn't that
turn to the jobs.
No way.
Now, I know, what a crazy thought. Let's build a new plant.
Building factories to turn into jobs.
Yes, you hire people to do things.
And when we say factories these days, it's not the old days. It's not the... The Industrial Revolution with smokestacks on every corner.
No.
Protecting women and children from the effects of trans ideology. Trump signed an executive order in February banning men from competing in women's sports, which was becoming normalized under the Biden administration.
Yep.
Surrounded by young girls and female athletes, Trump signed the order in the East Room of the White House. From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
What a concept.
I mean, who would have thought that would be a statement that the UPI would say was worth picking up?
Because it would have been, I don't know, what we used to call common sense.
Yep. January also signed an executive order banning sex change surgeries for minors. And yes, there are Democrats still working to try to reverse that. Sex change surgeries for minors.
Unreal.
Yeah. You can't consume alcohol. You can't make major decisions. You're a minor. You're under the care protection of your parents because you're not mature enough. Your brain isn't wired well enough for you to assume these things. But, when it comes to a sex change, and mutilating your body, why? Yeah. Well, go right ahead. Another win is Trump stopped that kind of absolute
nice
awfulness.
Gotta love the wins.
Winning. I'm not tired of winning. I might be tired of saying it occasionally, but I certainly am not tired of winning. 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Now it's your turn. See, I got you in an upbeat, positive mood, so you share upbeat, positive thoughts with us. And we call it Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. This should be easy on a Friday. 97.3 The Sky. It is another awesome day, and it is time to get to things that make you smile, some upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Marilyn, what's making you smile?
Well, you guys always make me smile, that's for sure. But did I hear Bob just say that in the big, beautiful bill they're bringing back where you can deduct your car interest off American-made cars?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, hot dog. Well, that helps my decision. My retirement car didn't make it to retirement. My Hyundai front end went out, but didn't happen to my Pontiac, so I'm car shopping. Y'all have a blessed weekend. I love y'all.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn. We love you, too. Yeah, and good luck. Let's go to Richard. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Morning, guys. Just the guy on Facebook that goes around farting in public. I don't know if you guys have seen that one. I wish I could do that because I'm afraid I'd get hit.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Let's go to James. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, gang. The Seminole Nation gained another fan on Saturday, and I'm visiting my first granddaughter this Saturday. I'm going to go up there to Tallahassee, go visit, go be a granddad. It makes me smile tremendously. Thanks.
That is probably the best reason ever to be a Seminole fan. When you got family involved, I love it. That makes me smile. Let me go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Morning, gentlemen. 8-year anniversary, married to my beautiful wife, my high school love, called me 30 years out of the blue, got together, moved to Maui, moved to Florida. Anyway, thinking about taking her to a cheesecake factory somewhere in Gainesville, and I was just seeing if anybody knew if it was as good as St. Louis. I don't know how to word it, but thank you.
Greg, good as St. Louis?
Yes, it is.
I thought the food was good, but I can't compare it to St. Louis.
Yep.
Only Greg's allowed to do that. Let me go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Spurrier's place near that is guaranteed. But PGIF.
Okay. All right. And Jeff will be along at happy hour for further entertainment. No, not so much. All right. Thanks so much for your participation in Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. But don't go away. We're not quite done yet. Nope. We've got your smoking gun lined up. Yep, the smoking gun. It's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. There was a viral video going around a southern Chinese city. It was an awful video of a 14-year-old girl being violently assaulted by school bullies. So since it went viral, a lot of parents were clearly upset and should have been. So what they do, they went to the schools and to law enforcement to protest because apparently it's happened in the past and they weren't punishing the little teenage folks that were doing the bullying. But instead, the Chinese police reacted as they usually do by violently assaulting the concerned parents with batons and cattle prods. Yes, but barely even punishing once again the bullies. Wow. And that's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.